Welcome back to the Drafting Table Podcast, hosted by Dominion Due Diligence Group. This is Daniel Walton, and today we're talking RAD, specifically the repositioning study that D3G offers to help public housing authorities manage their portfolio. So RAD obviously gives public housing the opportunity to tap into private funding to preserve, repair, or rebuild their aging housing stock. The RAD process can be a little intimidating. There's some acronyms and jargon that feel like a barrier of entry just to get started. And there are also different pathways associated with the RAD process, all with different time frames and levels of complexity. Thankfully, we have a solid RAD team here, and I have Cody Owens from the RAD team, who is our housing preservation specialist, to discuss how we can help with the repositioning study. His experience here is not only working with our due diligence teams and PHAs, but also analyzing the capital stack for RAD and tax credit transactions. Prior to D3G, he worked at Virginia Housing, formerly known as VHDA, analyzing low-income housing tax credit applications for multifamily housing. His experience has been really just all about housing and affordable housing and making these deals work. So, Cody, thank you for joining me today, and how are you doing?
Hey, doing well. Excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you took a minute to talk with me about this. I think this is something that's important. I think we've created a very useful tool that's already proven to be useful for some housing authorities out there. Since there are so many options for a portfolio, the product we developed that we're calling the RAD Repositioning Study is really to help these PHAs make educated decisions early in the conversion process to set them up for the long-term success. If you don't mind, could you walk through what's included as part of that evaluation and just kind of explain the product?
Yeah, glad to. So the repositioning study is a tool that's intended for that housing authority that is interested in one of HUD's repositioning programs. It's excited at the idea of converting their properties and yet doesn't know which one to choose. Can be overwhelmed at all the options and steps to doing that well. And they want to ensure that they do it well. So this repositioning study is, I think, the best first step on that journey to reposition your public housing.
Okay.
Our repositioning study is a high-level overview of your entire portfolio. And the report includes six components. So first, physical observations. We're working with you and your housing authority staff, your maintenance, to get a look at all the buildings, the units, the building components, to note the age, note their condition, and to get photos of the site, the buildings, the units. We're taking all that information that you gather and send to us and analyzing it, and using that to estimate what are your capital needs. It's not a full capital needs assessment, but it's a high-level overview of what's the condition of your properties and what are the needs the next few years.
Sure.
So, two, we're going to be doing some location analysis. So this is a high-level overview of your site, your location. We're going to map out all of your assets. If you have single-family homes scattered throughout a county, duplexes, we're going to map all of those and analyze what's going on in the site. What are the past land uses and the environmental databases? Looking at the zoning of that asset and what's in their vicinity. See what could be done in the future if you were to redevelop. We're going to note which of these units might meet that scattered site definition of four units or less on non-contiguous parcels. That's a home run if you want to go Section 18.
Sure.
We're also going to note what are some environmental red flags that you need to know right now. If your property's in a floodway, that's going to limit your choices in the future. And there's a few options that you should do. It's better to know that it's in a floodway now than after you committed to, say, RAD and bought a CNA, radon testing, lead and asbestos testing, only to find out the floodway means all that's null and void. You can't go forward.
And you maybe spent 6 months to get to that point with all the testing and reporting and commitments, and you've obviously impacted tenants, and you've gone through the whole process just to realize that there may be a hurdle that you weren't expecting. So yeah. And that's a huge aspect of the report.
Yeah. It's something that we can find out fairly easily that can save you a lot of time and money in the future. So three, we're taking those physical observations, your provided data, and we're going to estimate capital needs over a 20-year period. So like I said, not a full capital needs assessment, but a high-level overview. We're going to map out likely components that will need to be repaired or replaced in the next few years based on those observations. And we're going to give you an idea of likely what would be your replacement reserves, both the initial deposit at closing and then the annual deposits every year for 20 years. So you can budget that out. Fourth, we're going to look at the rehab cost percentages that you need to hit to get Section 18 demolition disposition justification. So if you're looking at a property with an elevator, you're going to need to hit 57.14% of those total development cost to get that justification. If you have an elevator, that's 62.5%. And we can estimate the value and give you that percentage for you to know, here's my rehab costs would need to be in order to go that Section 18 route.
Sure.
Likewise.
It's the fine details, too, like that, that are helpful to know early, because maybe some of your buildings have elevators, some don't.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's a great thing to be aware of as you're doing that initial planning. And likewise, we can do that same kind of estimating if you're interested in that new RAD Section 18 construction blend. We can estimate, here's what the percentages of the TDC would need to be in order to meet one of those qualifications to go RAD Section 18 blend.
Okay.
Fifth, we're going to look at all the rent scenarios that would be possible to you under these repositioning programs. RAD, Section 18, one of the blends. We're going to map out, here's your unit mix, here's your likely rents, and estimating your future operating costs based on your historical operating budgets. We'll give you an idea of, here's what your net operating income could be, and through that, here's the possible loan size you could get based on today's rates.
And, you know, I hate to interrupt you before you get to the sixth piece of the report here, but that's all somewhat foreign information to a housing authority because
that's right.
It's nothing they've had the exposure to based on the programmatic requirements. It's not something they've had the ability to really evaluate. So having someone bring that perspective with tons of RAD experience, but also, more importantly, over 25 years of housing experience, it's just tremendously valuable.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a great thing to be considering as you're entering a new world where, you know, debt's an option.
Yep.
And then that final piece of the report would be taking everything we've looked at so far, all of our analysis, and condensing it into some different repositioning scenarios that would be available to you and your housing authority. So we're going to look at everything we looked at before, and say, based on that, we're recommending RAD, or Section 18 scatter site disposition. We're going to tell you why we're opining that that's the highest and best use for this individual property. And we're going to give you an idea of what would be your next steps. What's going to be the timeline? If you were to start today, where would you be in 8 months?
Sure.
We're going to get that in all pretty easily digested, easy to understand information that you can then take to your PHA board and present to them and tell them, here's what we're thinking, here's the highest and best use of our properties, and here are the next steps.
Especially with the time that it takes to address some of the major concerns,
mm-hmm.
One of the things we see is, you know, the RAD process can take some time, but if you have this early information, you'll know what you can do and what you can make improvements on through the RAD process and what can't wait, because some things you need to take care of right away. So it's just nice to know right off the bat what can and can't be done and the time frame for when to expect each step or each milestone to be reached. That's huge. You know, but so this obviously sounds great. And if you think about your average PHA, this is probably a great product. But, you know, there are small, medium, large PHAs with different ages of buildings, different physical and financial needs. How does our evaluation help them figure out, like, really what's... So I guess that's step six. If you could elaborate a little more on that step six and some of the hybrid approaches out there, which are kind of new to RAD. Have you worked through, or can you give me some of your experience with these blended approaches and where one portfolio may actually go multiple different directions? Because I feel like that could be more common. There may not be a one-size-fits-all for your entire portfolio.
Yeah, that's a great point. There definitely is there's not a one-size-fits-all. There are a lot of options that I think depend on your property and your vision for your agency's future. So we want to be receptive to your goals and your vision and work with you to that, not pigeonhole you into one specific hole. That being said, one of the exciting options that we're working a lot with is the new RAD Section 18 blends. Okay. That came out beginning of this year in HUD Notice 2021-07. So laying out two new options to blend RAD and Section 18. So that's the RAD Section 18 construction blends, where HUD has established the sliding scale where they're going to approve a greater proportion of units for conversion under Section 18 based on having greater levels of rehab or construction. And really the benefit there of having more Section 18 units is that they're often going to get higher rents than RAD. So in locations where that's true, it is really beneficial to have more of those units go Section 18 because you're going to be generating more revenue through that. And that second option that the new notice mentioned was the small PHA blends. So all you PHAs with 250 or less public housing units left in your ACC, this is a great option for you, because this is going to enable you to take up to 80% of your units and get those higher Section 18 rents upon conversion.
Wow. Yeah, that's it's really nice to see the evolution and flexibility from HUD with the program. So we've been working with the RAD program since we piloted it in 2012, or even prior to that. We've been part of the conversation. So for me, it's exciting to have worked on the first RAD project, and now to be at the point where the whole RAD system has evolved, and there are options, and there are real world options that work well for housing authorities. I love seeing that. Obviously, the advantages to working with us is that we've kind of seen it all with RAD: small, big, medium, huge, you name it. We've worked with three of the four biggest housing authorities, but we've also worked with a lot of the 200 unit housing authorities out there. We obviously have the due diligence related experience and the housing focus that's going to put you on path for success, and we have it all under one roof. So the right hand always knows what the left hand's doing when we're working through these, which is really nice, because we don't just offer this repositioning report. I mean, that's the kind of, like you mentioned, the first step in the process, but we can also help with some of the other things that are outside of that repositioning report so that we can see the entire process through. Now, I don't want to get off track, because I really want the focus of the conversation to be the repositioning report and the repositioning study, but I know you've worked on some other things that are RAD specific that I think would be nice for the housing authorities to know we can help with.
Yeah, we don't stop at just this initial repositioning study, but we're working with a lot of PHAs across the country, like you said, Daniel, that range from very small to some of the largest in the country, and helping them submit that RAD application, walking them through all the different components of the RAD financing plan, and getting an airtight financing plan package to submit to the Office of RECAP. walking through the resulting RAD conversion commitment and taking you through closing. Also working with PHAs on Section 18 disposition applications, determining which properties would meet, you know, a scatter site justification, which have the level repairs needed to do demolition under the physical obsolescence justification. So doesn't stop here at this initial step, but we'll walk with you all the way through to closing and beyond.
That's great. Yeah, we're there. I like to think that we have the Olympics coming up this summer, and you know, there's a lot of effort that goes into preparing for your race and then also being there throughout the race and beyond. And we're there the entire process. That's really our goal here, is to be that consistent industry partner that's looking out for really your best interest without a developer fee tied to it necessarily. That's really where we see a lot of flexibility here with what we offer. And I think it's important to point out that you did mention a lot of things that are formal HUD reports. This isn't a HUD report. This doesn't initiate the HUD nexus. This is not a federalizing a project just by getting this report completed. The repositioning study is for informational use that sets you up for what's next. So you don't have to worry about choice limiting actions or some of the other things that come into play with HUD that a PHA may not be used to dealing with.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You mentioned another thing about kind of the capital stack. What do you often see now that you have this wide range of financial possibilities out there? What do you normally see that goes into a RAD conversion that does involve some form of rehabilitation?
Yeah, great points. On those RAD conversions that have anywhere from moderate repairs to 20,000 units to something more significant, 40, 50 or more per unit, we're seeing 6 to 8 layers of finance in that capital stack. Seeing conventional debt, seeing FHA debt, seeing home funds, seeing CDBG funds, seeing a lot of LIHTC. I think over 40% of RAD transactions have LIHTC, either 4% or 9%.
Sure.
So we're seeing
a lot more 4% too.
With that floor, yeah. We're seeing a ton of tax credit equity come into public housing conversions, which is fantastic.
It's awesome.
And, Daniel, I think something that is wonderful about working on these deals where the PHA has D3G doing a lot of different components is that having the environmental work, the CNA, the application consulting all in-house gives us really great efficiencies of scale that we are in scope that right now working on a deal where the PHA needs a Part 50 environmental review because they're doing RAD PBRA. However, they also have in their capital stack CDBG funds, which requires a Part 58 environmental review.
Yep.
So we're saving that PHA time by doing both of those needed environmental reports simultaneously. In a lot of these deals, that environmental piece is the critical path. So it's saving them a lot of time by having that done on parallel tracks.
Yeah, no, that's a huge, huge advantage to having not only consistency with the reporting and the approach to the reporting, but understanding, and this is what I enjoy because this is what I deal with every day, understanding what's required, when it's going to be needed. If you're working with 9% tax credits, those have their own submission deadline. Understanding that HUD will potentially adjust their review period based on what's included in your capital stack. Knowing who the responsible entity is going to be, who's responsible here, who's signing off. If there are some of the issues like flood or contamination or wetlands or some of those other things that just pop up on these properties, understanding who needs to be involved to resolve for each different reviewing agency. That's a huge advantage of working with us, is because we can make sure that all of our reports answer the question the same way so that there's not any confusion where you have one layer of the finance that's going to take twice as long as the next just based on the review period. I think that's a huge important part of the process here.
Yeah, absolutely.
So kind of to summarize some things, you know, by completing the repositioning study, we're looking at not only the physical, but the financial needs, the environmental needs. You've kind of talked on flood. I've mentioned flood because that's one that tends to pop up really regularly. There's also some other NEPA-related things that pop up. But letting the PHA know what they need to do to manage the land is huge. Do they need to take the time to parcel off a corner of a property so that it doesn't cause these issues down the road?
Mm-hmm.
That's tremendously helpful information for someone that's unaware of all the requirements for each piece of the capital stack. So there's obviously a lot of information that goes into this. How long does it take your team, you know, when you get this information, how long does it take you and your team to package up this repositioning study?
6 to 8 weeks, depending on the size of your portfolio and our capacity, just because of the level of collaboration that we're doing to get you the best possible report for your analysis and for your board.
Yeah, that's... So, you know, there's a lot of information that needs to be provided to us. There's a lot of conversations that happen inside of our office. But I think that, you know, 6 to 8 week time frame has all the potential to save you 6 to 8 months or beyond.
Oh, yeah.
Down the road, because I can't tell you how many times I've seen someone come to us halfway through the process. They have a handful of just random reports. They're kind of on the right path, but maybe not fully committed to it. And then something comes up and they restart. And by doing the repositioning study, you reduce the likelihood of having that situation where you have to do a hard restart.
Yeah.
When should you start? If you are a PHA and you're thinking about this, I mean, there's obviously a small level of commitment, but a level of commitment here. When would you get started if you were a PHA interested in RET?
I would start right away. This is the best first step you can take to seeing your properties converted and seeing long-term stability and assistance on those properties for the future. I think with all of the different steps and items and possibilities to consider when you're thinking through what's the highest and best use of my portfolio, I would start today, reach out. We can walk you through all the different options available to you for you to talk over with your staff, for you to analyze, and then for you to go to a board meeting, talk through it with your board, and get that board on board with the future of the properties.
Yeah, that's, I don't think yesterday is the right answer. If you're interested, then as soon as possible, because the information we're going to help you with and provide to you is going to help you answer the questions and create the plan. And, you know, we've been doing this for a long time. We've assessed over 250,000 RAD units. We have another 100,000+ on the books that we're going to be evaluating soon. Housing is what we do, and this is a great product for us to be able to help you make sure that you have a successful RAD transaction. Thanks for listening to us. Cody, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Looking forward to working with you.
Yeah.